Listen to the sample response and compare it with your response above. Make notes about the differences you hear.
The lecture discusses the rewriting of the history of the Great Zimbabwe Civilization during the British colonial period. The reading details the conclusions based on archaeological evidence. This evidence points to native Shona-speaking Africans as the founders of the civilization that boasted cities, royalty, and a monumental wall. British officials, on the other hand, put forth an official view that the civilization must have been built by foreigners from the north. Their hired archaeologists destroyed evidence and supported racist theories to justify imperialist ventures. Finally, after Zimbabwe gained its independence from Britain in 1980, the myth was dispelled and the truth became accepted.